Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
You've got to hand it to Democrats. They love their whistleblowers, and they show it by bringing them before committees that are totally irrelevant to the issues at hand. Take the case of Dr. Rick Bright, who led a biodefense agency entitled the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, and claimed that without a comprehensive national plan to combat the coronavirus pandemic, America could face the darkest winter in American history. He claims he was booted from his high-level post after the Trump administration resisted his science-based warnings. So he filed a 63-page whistleblower complaint charging Trump appointees pressured health officials to rush approval of the politically charged hydroxychloroquine treatment, and that senior leaders ignored his warnings about mask shortages. His attorney is Deborah Katz, the same attorney known for representing Christine Blasey Ford, the chief accuser of Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation hearings. He appeared before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is also the same committee Ford initially sought out to air her accusations against Kavanaugh. Are you starting to catch a trend here? Representative Richard Hudson of North Carolina said the hearing was not about a whistleblower complaint, but rather about undermining an administration during a national global crisis. Bright claimed he had emails in late January from an executive for the medical supply company Prestige Ameritech, who informed him the N95 mask supply had been completely decimated. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar rejected Bright's claims, stating everything he's complaining about was achieved. The truth is that there was an early shortfall of N95 masks that was a result of mismanagement by the Obama administration to replenish the supply after the 2009 swine flu pandemic. But back to Dr. Bright. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, citing a Manhattan Project for vaccines that is underway, noted that it was Bright's job to lead the development of vaccines. He said, while we're launching at warp speed, he's not showing up for work. The reference was to the White House's program to quickly produce and distribute a vaccine, dubbing the program Operation Warp Speed. Representative Mark Wayne Mullins of Oklahoma noted Bright has been absent from his work during the hearing while collecting his $285,000 salary, claiming he was on sick leave for high blood pressure. However, the sick leave hasn't prevented Bright from testifying before a committee, even a wrong committee. So another whistleblower has attracted the attention of Democrats in Congress and the left-wing mainstream media. They've got another hero to worship without mentioning any of the things that have been laid out here. But there's another important point that Bright sought to politicize, and that is the issue of hydroxychloroquine. Bright told the committee he had not heard of hydroxychloroquine until Dr. Janet Woodcock brought it to his attention in March. Hydroxychloroquine, of course, has been used successfully for 70 years to treat malaria as well as autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. Now, while Alex Azar wanted to make hydroxychloroquine available under an expanded access protocol, also called compassionate use, which allowed patients with severe illnesses to try unapproved drugs when no other treatment was available, Bright charged the push for hydroxychloroquine distracted us from saving lives. That was his contention. In tomorrow's commentary, I'll take a look at Bright's thoughts on hydroxychloroquine and what is being reported about its use around the world. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.